Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning cartoonist for The Guardian, First Dog on the Moon. It was another bad week for the government. They are going above and beyond to stuff this up. Tony tried to turn things around on Monday by resetting and rebooting, clearing the decks, sweeping out the cobwebs, blanching his almonds, although that didn't actually mean doing anything or changing anything. Perhaps he meant it the way Julia did when she turned into the real Julia and no one noticed. Of course, as soon as the PM had given his 43-minute press conference and the press gallery acted as if he was the only Prime Minister in history to ever have done so, the wheels fell straight off again. The highlight of the week had to be Textgate. The Federal Minister for Education's been asked to stop texting the Senator for Rugby League, Glenn Lazarus. It's so bad, he put out a press release. Who does that? Here at The Guide, we've gotten our hands on some of these texts, and I can tell you, listeners, when you hear what's in them, you'll be shocked. I know I was when I made them up. Here's the first one. Dear Senator Lazarus, or may I call you Glenn, or Glenny Poo. Dear Glenny Wenny, hoping we could have a quick chat about the uni fundy thing, perhaps over a refreshing Shirley Temple in the parliamentary disco. Lol, LOL, let's text speak for lying on a lilo. Or how about this one? Dear Glenn, I always enjoyed your sporty contribution to league ball. I'm also an enormous sporting enthusiast. However, I can still get quite puffed after a vigorous round of quoits. I understand what it's like to give your all out on the paddock, taking one for the team. Please, please, please let me come over so we can talk about hacking the living crap out of the university sector. Oh, I'm just kidding. These reforms are well overdue. Please, Glenn, please. LOL. Love it or leave it. And here's another. Glenn, you big silly, call me. Glenn, Glenn. Glenn, call me Glenn. Glenn, call me. It's Christopher. Or perhaps this one. It's 4 a.m. I can't sleep because I'm thinking about university reform, Glenn. What are you doing, Glenn? Glenn, Glenn. Can I come over, Glenn? We need to talk about how together we will create a solid educational foundation for Australia's children, Glenn. Glenn. And then it really started to get out of hand. Okay, Glenn, I'll stop texting you now because I lost my phone down a well and I can no longer send you any more texts as I lost my phone. Now, that was shortly followed by down a well. And that was followed by dear Glenn, this is your mother. I am trapped down a well and I am using this phone I found to call you. Please call me back on this number and speak to me or at least to whoever answers the phone because it will be me and not the Education Minister. I don't even know who that is. Lol, warm regards, your mother. And finally, here's another text from the Education Minister, but this time it's to the PM himself. Hey Tone, Big Tone, Tonester. I almost got the uni reforms through PUP, so don't crack it in the house just yet, and don't talk to Karl Stefanovic. Lol. To which the Prime Minister replied, don't sext me, bro. Lol, piney, WTF, OMG, barbecue, sick, ruffle mow. The BK with eyes is a totes massive loser. What evs, YOLO, YBYAYBIA. And just to translate that for you listeners, the Prime Minister was saying, please do not send me any nude pictures. I'm laughing out loud, Christopher. What the heck? Oh my goodness. Barbecue. Sick. I'm rolling upon the floor with laughter from my ass. The brick with eyes is an enormous failure, so there you have it. You only live once. You bet you are, you bet I am. Thank goodness the adults are in charge. Thanks for listening, all you lifters, all you leaners. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, proudly brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute.